Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 8, lows of 8. Tuesday, we can expect strong winds and rain and light rain showers, highs of 11, lows of 9. Wednesday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 7, lows of 4. It's going to be pretty cold, so wrap up, stay warm, and stay indoors, and stay safe. Update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Eyes of White News this week, elections for those who sit on the island's town and parish councils and for Isle of Wight councillors could be postponed as a result of COVID-19. Local party members are still preparing for the 6th of May, but many have said they would prefer a 6-month postponement. If the virus is not under control by May, we could be asked to cast our ballots while adhering to coronavirus restrictions. Postal voting is being discussed, while others are calling for an early decision by government to prevent a last-minute cancellation. The election of the Isle of Wight's Police and Crime Commissioner is already overdue. The process was suspended just weeks before the May 2020 election, leaving current PCC Michael Lane in the role for another 12 months. A 6-month postponement until November would make most sense, as by then we will know of the effectiveness of the vaccine and life should be returning to some sort of normality. Meanwhile, one of the only areas of England with the most relaxed COVID rules a few weeks ago is at risk of being overwhelmed, a senior doctor said. The Isle of Wight was placed in Tier 1 after the last major lockdown ended on 3rd of December due to low case numbers, but in the past 2 weeks it has recorded almost double the national average number of cases per 100,000 people. Officials have blamed the rise on people ignoring the rules and households mixing over Christmas. Stephen Parker, St Mary's Hospital's medical director, said he believed the situation would deteriorate over the next 2 to 4 weeks before improving. "I am worried, verging on fearful, that we could become overwhelmed in the coming few weeks," added Mr. Parker, who has also worked as a consultant surgeon at the hospital. Dave Stewart, the leader of the Isle of Wight Council, said there were residents who still haven't really got the message about following the rules. "But the reality of life is, like everywhere else in the country, this new variant of the virus has absolutely swept the island." And finally, Shanklin residents has said that vital COVID-19 correspondence about tests and vaccinations are being held up because the Royal Mail does not have enough people to deliver the post. On Tuesday, there were national reports of problems. Some 28 areas were highlighted, including in London, Kent and the north of England. However, the Isle of Wight was not listed. A Royal Mail spokesperson said, "Across the UK, our people are working hard to deliver as comprehensive a service as possible to all our customers in challenging circumstances." I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotul.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 11th of January 1569 was the date of the first National English Lottery. The lottery was instigated by Queen Elizabeth I, who needed money to repair England's ships, ports and harbours. The lottery was aimed at the rich because they had the money to fix England's naval infrastructure, and thinking was that they would spend money on tickets for a chance to get some of the prizes offered, with first prize being £5,000, which is equivalent to many millions today. Although it was a one-off, the lottery inspired many other lotteries, including the English State Lottery, which ran from 1694 to 1826. The 11th of January 2007 was when British author J.K. Rowling finished the last book in her world-famous Harry Potter series. She had known how the book, which was called Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, would end when she started writing the first book in the series, which meant that she had kept the ending secret for around 8 years. The 12th of January 1964 was the birthday of someone who is now thought to be the richest person in the world. Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon, a company that is now one of the world's richest internet corporations. Amazon originally only sold books, but over time, it has evolved into a website where almost anything can be bought and sold. In 2018, Jeff Bezos took the title of world's richest person from Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays. January 18th is Thesaurus Day. Impress your family and friends with big, complicated and fancy-sounding words to celebrate this lexicographic holiday. The unofficial holiday commemorates the birth anniversary of British lexicographer Peter Mark Roget. The term thesaurus comes from the Greek word thesaurus, meaning treasure or storehouse. Celebrate by bringing out your thesaurus and carrying it with you the whole day or playing a game of synonym. January 19th is Popcorn Day, a day to organise an impromptu movie night. Or if you just have a sweet tooth, treat yourself to some delicious popcorn. Now a popular movie theatre snack, cinema owners in the 1900s initially were against serving popcorn. However, today it is a huge part of a movie experience. It is also often used for decoration and as packaging material. Celebrate by adding popcorn to all your meals, hosting a movie night and having a popcorn bar. January 20th is Penguin Awareness Day. The day helps raise awareness about the flightless birds whose numbers are dwindling by the day. The day also aims to bring international focus on the conservation of penguin habitats. It is believed that black and white colouring is a camouflage that helps them to hide from predators. While being great in diving and swimming, they cannot fly even though they are considered to be birds. Celebrate by learning more about them and their habitat and spending some time observing them. January 21st is Squirrel Appreciation Day, a day to acknowledge the role that squirrels play in nature and the environment. It is an unofficial holiday that started to encourage people to put out seeds and nuts for these cute rodents. Squirrels are found almost everywhere on Earth. They are native to Africa, the Americas, Europe and Asia, and have been introduced to Australia. Celebrate by leaving out food in your yard for squirrels, learning more about them by watching documentaries, or just observing them in your garden. And finally, cats are inquisitive creatures by nature. Answer all their questions on January 22nd, which is Answer All Your Cat's Questions Day. It is unclear who created this very original unofficial holiday, yet some pet organisations and companies view it as a perfect day to spend some time understanding your feline companion. Celebrate by inviting your cat to hang out with you or spending some time learning about their behaviour. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. James May, who's a TV show host, was born in 1963, he's age 58. Greg Page, who's a pop singer, he was born in 1972, he's age 49. And finally, Josh Moss, who's a reality star, who was born in 1993, he's age 28. That's it for your famous birthdays. I have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with an obscure word of the week. This week's word is desecrate. D-E-S-E-C-R-A-T-E. It's a verb meaning to treat a sacred place or thing with violent disrespect. An example of this could be more than 300 graves were desecrated. Or it could mean spoil something which is valued or respected. An example of this could be many lanes are desecrated with yellow lines. It originated from the late 17th century from the prefix D, expressing reversal, plus a shortened form of consecrate. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now! In Isle of Wight news this week, advice has been given to the local community by the NHS about keeping safe and about waiting for vaccines. The COVID vaccination programme is now underway on the Isle of Wight, with four GP-led vaccination centres and a hospital hub already set up. A sixth hub is soon to open at the Riverside Centre in Newport. Despite the effort to get the clinics up and running, the NHS said it is aware of frustrations people are feeling if they have not yet been invited for their jab. Dr. Michelle Legg, GP and Clinical Chair of NHS Isle of Wight Clinical Commissioning Group, said, "We understand that many people are very keen to be vaccinated as soon as possible, and in time a vaccine will be available for everyone. However, at this point we are working our way through the priority groups as identified by the government scientific advisors, people in nursing homes and nursing home staff, the over 80s and some frontline health and care staff." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council is appealing to parents and carers to consider their childcare arrangements during the national lockdown. Islanders are being asked to consider carefully if they should be sending their children to school and whether it is possible for them to stay at home. During the first week of lockdown, island schools reported attendance rates of between 15 and 35%. Councillor Paul Braden, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, said everyone must remember the purpose of the latest restrictions, to stay at home to minimise transmission of the virus. He said all island schools are open for face-to-face teaching for vulnerable children and children of critical workers. They have carried out risk assessments and implemented measures to create a COVID-19 safe learning environment. However, we all need to remember that the purpose of a national lockdown and being required to stay at home is to minimise the transmission of coronavirus. More guidance for parents and carers about schools and childcare can also be found on gov.uk/coronavirus. And finally, Robin Hill is to remain closed this February half-term in response to the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, Vectis Ventures say they have taken the tough decision to postpone the planned opening for February half-term. In celebration of Chinese New Year, Spirit of the Orient was set to take place next month. However, due to the current national lockdown, this is no longer possible, so they are working on new plans to bring the illuminated experience back later in the year. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.